With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
And hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, we all need them, don't we? We all need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You're ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I'm ready, but yeah. Something tells me today's rehab may involve some detective work.
Yeah, it just might. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC, and we are delighted to have a special friend of the program and a special friend to all of us in the area because she's been in journalism for, oh gosh, since she was 3 years old or so.
You can tell it. 44.
Yeah. 44 years. Mary Ann Von Osdell, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Strategies for Living. I am so excited because in one of our previous conversations, it came up that you, like me, were interested in the Kennedy assassination.
Correct.
Which is coming up upon an anniversary. Mm-hmm. What, 60?
A big one, right?
Yeah, 60 some odd, 62 years, 63 years?
62, right?
62 years, yeah. And the name Judith Very Baker came up. And I told you, I said, I would love, I got that book, Me and Lee, back years ago. And I would love to interview this young lady. And you said, oh, I know her.
I did. Your lucky day.
And so thank you.
You're welcome.
And so today we are going to have the author. She has updated Me and Lee. It is now called Lee Harvey Oswald and Me, Judith Very Baker. And it's amazing. If you if you remember or you are a student of the Kennedy assassination, as many of us are, you may have already heard of Judith, but if you haven't, buckle your seatbelt because, wow, what a story you're going to hear today right here on Strategies for Living, thanks to Marianne Von Osdell. Mm-hmm. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies too, and SRT Sales Training. Back in a moment to introduce you to Judith Very Baker. You won't believe some of what you're going to hear right here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
Do you want to build a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Do you want to change your current culture? Or do you lack the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Locally owned, more than 35 years in the sales and training world. Relevant real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter the business. For details, look online, scotttarkowski.com, or call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Tune in daily, find the light, healthy mind and spirits bright, strategies for living strong, feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
And welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Marianne Von Osdell, David McMillan with you on Strategies for Living. Let's bring in Judith Very Baker, who is an American artist, writer, cancer researcher, poet, and so much more. She is known for, her books, and we're going to talk about one today, related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. She was born in South Bend, Indiana, and gained national attention as a teenager for her groundbreaking cancer research, including lung cancer in mice, and within 7 days, a feat unmatched by leading laboratories at the time. She was trained and assisted by several eminent doctors, including Nobel laureates, and focusing on melanoma and cancer viruses. In 1963, she became involved in a secret biological warfare cancer project aimed at eliminating Fidel Castro, during which time she met Lee Harvey Oswald. And Oswald, she says, developed a romantic relationship while working together on this covert operation. And she tells her story in Lee Harvey Oswald and Me. It's in an updated second edition. And Judith Very Baker, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living.
Welcome. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's start here, Judith. Kind of give a brief kind of biography of telling us how you got, because you became quite a, as a teenager and cancer research, you were a phenom. You really were. So talk a little bit about that, and then we'll get into the Lee Harvey Oswald thing.
Okay, that phenom really saved my life. They would have liked to have gotten rid of me. In fact, everybody in this project ended up being murdered.
Wow.
Or disposed of.
Right.
But I had too much media attention. So what they did is just buried me in a fancy lab back in Florida and basically told me, get out of medicine, get out of cancer, you know, or your life is finished. Mm. So I had to be quiet for many years until a lot of them were dead.
Right.
And then finally had an opportunity after my children were raised to tell the truth, because this man, Lee Oswald, did not kill JFK. In fact, he was pretending to be he was a spy. He was pretending to be pro-Castro, pro-Marxist, all this in order to protect us so that in New Orleans, we would not be eliminated by Castro, who sent his spies there all the time. He knew efforts were being made in Miami and New Orleans to murder him. Hmm. So there's some words I'm not supposed to use, but you get the point.
Right. How did you and Lee Harvey Oswald first meet?
Well, I had been under strict supervision and training by, I'll just put it this way, forces beyond my control, like Oak Ridge, Walter Reed, WRAIR, CIA, and so on. And now for the first time, I actually got to New Orleans early. And there's a long story behind that, but in short, for the first time since I was 15, when they actually evaluated who I was and with my IQ and all that, I was on my own. I got there early. My doctors were out of town. And for the first time, I was exposed to having freedom. Now, I'm an asset, and that's not good, because I was to save money, because I came early and didn't have funds yet.
Right.
I moved into YWCA with two strippers, a Playboy Bunny trainee, and a very profane waitress I had to pay money to every day so she wouldn't steal my clothes.
Oh my goodness.
I got introduced to the seedy underbelly of New Orleans.
Right.
Now, this is not good.
Right.
I mean, they were doing police raids. I could have been rounded up. And here I had the formula they needed to grow cancer faster. I had all the experience to handle SB40 monkey virus and everything they needed. I held some keys to the research they were going to be doing, and here I was running free. So they had to send somebody to befriend me, and they sent Lee Oswald.
Okay. All right. Now, I noticed you used the term asset, and
Well, I didn't know at the time that I was being...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Run by the CIA. I thought, heck, I'm being run by the most famous doctors in cancer research.
Right.
I've got these Nobel laureates have helped me. I've got connections with the tops. How did all that happen? Well, I'm being used. When you're being used, whether witting or unwitting, you're an asset.
Right.
And the CIA was using a lot of people at the time, but they were hiding them under different guises. I thought I was just interning with Dr. Mary Sherman, who was one of the premier oncologists and super famous.
Right.
And then I'd be added to the roster, you know, Tulane Medical School, and basically skip about 4 years altogether to get straight into deep into medical training and all that, get my doctor's degree 2 years early and so on.
Right. And that's where you were aimed at that point in time.
That's right. All right, I thought everything was wonderful.
The secret cancer research project that you were involved in, that also Mr. Oswald became connected through that. What was that secret cancer project?
Well, it originally began with the polio vaccine. Dr. Ochsner and Dr. Moore and Dr. Harold Deal, head of the American Cancer Society, as vice president in charge of all the research and all the grants, they were working together to try to convince the public that cigarette smoking could cause lung cancer, and they knew it could. Well, here I given lung cancer to mice in only 7 days using special germ-free mice. They had no immune system. The whole key there. Now, that was intriguing. That was in 1961. By 1962, they started a project mainly headed by Dr. Alton Ochsner, who had lost his grandson when he had injected his grandson with a polio vaccine from Cutter Labs that caused him to die in 2 weeks. Then he realized, wait a minute, wow, what is in this?
Right.
Long story short, I was probably the world expert at that time on handling the monkey virus with all the special training I'd been given. They brought me in the spring of 1963. When they set up a ring of labs a year earlier, they reached an impasse. They knew I knew a lot about immune systems. Remember, I worked, again, with mice that they were germ-free. They had no immune system.
Right.
And I had learned a great deal, actually, that nobody else at the time hardly had an inkling about. So I was really what they call an asset. I had information and knowledge that was unique.
Right.
And they wanted that protected. And they're going to bring a dirty old man or something to try and intercept me and say, look, you got to stay away from the strippers and the bars and the things that you've been introduced to. You've got valuable knowledge.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
They bring in someone who's, he's good looking, he's young. He didn't have a ring on his left hand. I thought he was not married. Well, at the time, I was engaged to somebody who wasn't writing me very often, broke his promises, and really, I didn't care if he came or not. I was interested in birth control pills so that I could have freedom in sex. That was during the sexual revolution.
Yeah, back in the 60s, sure.
Well, guess what? CIA wasn't wanting me to get involved in anything like that, all right?
Right.
What can you tell us? Yeah. What was your first, what's your recollection about the first time that you and Lee encountered each other? What is your recollection about that first meeting?
I remember it. See, I remember everything in pictures. And because I'm a scientist, I actually wrote down everything. So my book shows day by day my encounters with Lee Oswald everything that went on.
Yes, it does.
And nobody has been able to dispute it. Nobody is suing me saying, oh, you can't mention MD Anderson Hospital. You can't mention Oxford. They don't dare because it'll open too many cans of worms, of worms. Yeah.
But the book, and again, I'll hold the book up to the radio here so everybody can see it. It's Lee Harvey Oswald and Me. It's The Weaponization of Cancer, The Monkey Virus, and The Kennedy Assassination. Folks, I'll tell you this. You're not going to be able to put this down if you're at all intrigued. And if you are an enthusiast, a researcher, if you're a historian, this book is going to be, it's packed, and it's going to be hard for you to put down. Let me tell you, and we'll come back in just a moment, Judith, with more questions, but let me tell people how you can go about getting this book. Now, the easy way is to do PayPal and go to Judith Very Baker at gmail.com, and that's going to be the least expensive way that you can get this book. And I'll repeat that. You can also find it on eBay if you search Lee Harvey Oswald and Me, and you can buy it that way. You can also, of course, do like all of us do, Amazon.com. But I can tell you from my own experience, you gotta work at it, Marianne. You gotta find That's the correct. Button to buy it. I did. I got it that way, but you gotta work at it. We are we are in a conversation today. You are meeting Judith Varied Baker, and you may find out more than you ever thought you'd find out about what is coming up, the 62nd anniversary of the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. That's what we're talking about today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Back into Strategies for Living. Lee Harvey Oswald and me, Judith Varied Baker, is our very special guest today. She's our very special life strategist here on Strategies for Living. As we talk and you get more interested in what Judith is sharing, you probably are going to want to get a copy of the book, Lee Harvey Oswald and Me. That's the updated title, and it's updated in a second edition. And if you email judithvarybaker@gmail.com.
That's Judith with a Y.
Judith with a Y.
V-A-R-Y.
Right. Judith Varied Baker. And if you forget that spelling, Google her.
Yes.
Because you will find the correct spelling of her name through Googling her. But the least expensive way to get the book into your hands is to email her and through PayPal do a $39 send $39. All postage will be paid. Give her your address, mm-hmm. and she'll get you a copy of the book. So that's judithvarybaker@gmail.com. You can also go on eBay and put in Lee Harvey Oswald and Me, or you could get it on Amazon.com. So, Judith, let's go back for a moment. In last segment, you were mentioning in you and Lee Harvey Oswald being introduced to each other, you mentioned the Castro situation. You know, earlier, many of us in history remember the failed Bay of Pigs, where, you know, they wanted to overthrow Castro. And so what was going on there? What do we need to understand and know about that time period and Fidel Castro?
Okay, basically, I'll try to compress this. The CIA was completely disrupted by JFK after he realized they fooled him about the Bay of Pigs and blamed him.
Right.
The whole nation thought it was JFK's fault that all the failure occurred when it was CIA trying to get control of JFK. When JFK didn't go along with that and then fired main people like Alan Dulles, who was head of the CIA and so on, said he's going to smash him into 1,000 pieces. Now, after Castro, they want Cuba back. They've got a lot of backing for that, a lot of money, but they also hate JFK. And anything that they can use against Castro, they still have as another objective to get rid of JFK.
Right.
Now, Lee Oswald is in between. He's
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Pretending to be a communist and all that, he's getting all kinds of information about people who want to kill Kennedy. That's part of what he's doing.
Right.
And why? Because he's trying to protect us from Castro, who knows that people in New Orleans, there are different groups there that have tried to kill him. So he sent a lot of spies there. So briefly, the CIA and others may have made a coalition, and it's a deep state thing that still exists. And what the upshot of it is that while they're after Castro, practically opening a lot of various avenues on how to kill Castro, at the same time they're planning to kill JFK and get their security back and get the backing of the next president for them. And of course they have succeeded. CIA was not disbanded, was not thrown to the wind in a thousand pieces, and JFK was murdered. Here is Lee Oswald has penetrated a lot of the groups that were involved, because they were also involved with he's trying to provide security so that Castro doesn't kill us. And unfortunately for him, because he had been a spy in the USSR, it was easy to blame him for the Kennedy assassination, get rid of the evidence that he knew who they were. And I'm talking about the CIA and others who had made a coalition to kill JFK. We found out little by little, Lee and I fell in love. And I cannot tell you how horrible it was to learn what Lee was up against. If he revealed who he was, a lot of the contacts is that were good people in the CIA and good spies could have been destroyed, murdered, especially over in the USSR.
What?
He didn't he couldn't reveal any of that. All he could say is that he was a patsy.
What did Lee Harvey Oswald share with you about his opinion, his view of President Kennedy?
Well, first of all, even the recent records released shows that Lee Oswald praised the American, praised Kennedy when he was over at the USSR. And of course, that made them think he wasn't a spy, because he's, what spy is going to praise America or JFK and so on?
Right.
But he was so clever. He was so intelligent. I wouldn't have been attracted to him if he weren't. So the bottom line is that Lee Oswald had to pretend to be what he was not. Unfortunately, that was able to be used against it. Excuse me, I get upset when I think about it. November, I have to talk about this a lot. Mm-hmm. And the way it all unfolded, what we learned little by little. And here we've got a bioweapon, which, by the way, is still being used today. It has been inserted into vaccines. I don't know whether that word will be allowed on your broadcast. But you can go to I'm on X at Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H. There you're going to find out a lot more about the use of the monkey virus and how it is being used to create cancers. Cancer makes a lot of money. There's no interest in big pharma to cure cancer, not when they can treat it and make tons of money.
All right, give that reference.
I am their enemy. I am their enemy. Yeah.
Give that reference one more time, Judith.
Okay, x.com. That Elon Musk got me my account back. I am forever grateful. He got it back immediately after he obtained Twitter, and then he turned it into x.com. That's where I am not censored. There's a lot of attempts to censor me everywhere.
Right.
But I'm still alive and kicking there at Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H. You're going to find out everything you ever wanted to know about the Kennedy assassination, what really happened. It was our own deep state, yes, that killed JFK.
I've got to ask you a question. We all know, and I was a little boy, I watched it happen. I watched a gentleman kill Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
And I've got to ask you, did you know who Jack Ruby was? Did you ever meet Jack Ruby?
Oh, gosh, yes. The thing is, they gave me a different name, Sparky Rubenstein, and I only saw him from the back. I didn't realize it was Sparky. That is, he was introduced to me with a different name as a joke. I had a dog named Sparky.
Right.
So they decided to make a joke, David Ferry, and Jack went along with it and said, yep, I'm Sparky.
Well, that was his nickname. That was his nickname.
Yes.
That was his nickname. In fact,
but I didn't know his real name was Jack Ruby. They forgot to tell me. Yeah. It wasn't until 1999 because I stopped looking at the papers after I was so traumatized by seeing him shot.
Sure.
Right. Seeing Lee shot. Mm-hmm. I never looked at another thing again, so I didn't know they were the same guy until 1999. My shock was huge.
Wow.
Because Jack Ruby liked Lee and never would have done it willingly, never in a million years.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, we have a friend of the program who's actually written a fictional book Sparky and the King.
Several Sparky books.
Yeah, there's several Sparky books. There's three of them. Yeah. Dan Baldwin is our friend of the program who is
Jack Ruby was not the usual guy. He was very pugnacious, I might add too, and you'll see that one of Joyce's fingers actually got bit off in a fight, things like that.
Hmm.
But he was a health food nut. He was very strong. He didn't drink or smoke. And when I met him face to face, he thought I was cute and all that. And when I showed that I was physically very active, did a handstand, he did one too.
Really?
And what fell out of his pockets was amazing, including a big roll of $50 bills, for example. Yeah.
Lee told you before he left New Orleans for Dallas, he shared with you that his life was going to be in danger, did he not?
Well, we were all in danger. Actually, we had a certain part of the CIA had actually committed to hiding Lee in Mexico, and he went first to Mexico City to deliver this biological weapon. But, you know, they gave him a dummy. It looks like he handed off the real thing to MD Anderson Hospital. Mm-hmm. They gave the so-called, quote, fresher one. It was just to lure him there, we now know, so that they could say, look, he's down there colluding with the Russians. He's colluding with the Cubans to kill JFK. So they use that.
Hmm.
They betrayed him.
Right.
And there's no way he could even, you know, defend himself without exposing so much of what was going on that was legitimate and important to the CIA. And by the way, he was ONI, Office of Naval Intelligence. He's borrowed by the CIA, so they could always say he was never CIA.
Right.
That's plausible denial.
He was in the Marines. The Marines are a part of the Navy, so he was Naval Intelligence. That makes total sense. Yeah. When we come back,
they were proud of their ability, that they were better at training than CIA was. OSS used their capacities all the time.
When we come back, I've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, because I know, Judith, you have had many, many, many skeptics through the years. I'm going to ask you how you respond.
They're dead.
How you respond.
I'm out living them.
There you go. We'll talk about that when we come back. Lee Harvey Oswald and me, Judith Vary Baker, is our life strategist today. Easy way to get it is by using PayPal and emailing Judith. Judith Vary Baker. That's JudythVary. JudithVaryBaker@gmail.com through PayPal. Send $39. That's the easy way to get the book and the best way to get the book. You can also get it on eBay or Amazon. And we'll be back with more with Judith Vary Baker on Strategies for Living.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Marianne Von Osdell, and our very special life strategist today, the author of Lee Harvey Oswald and Me. She is Judith Vary Baker. And if you want to know more than you've probably ever known about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. This is the book for you, Lee Harvey Oswald and Me. It's in an updated second edition, and you can get it by going on eBay. You can go on Amazon, but you got to work. The easy thing to do is to send Judith an email, judithverrybaker@gmail.com, PayPal her $39, send her your address, and the book, she'll send you the book, all postage paid, and I can guarantee you this, you won't want to put this book down if you are an enthusiast like Marianne is, like I am. You won't be able to put this book down. Judith, and I hope that we can do this again, but in the limited time we have left, I've got to ask you about, you know, there's been quite a bit in the news over the last year or so or more, especially about the release of the records, that the government has around the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, especially, also Robert Kennedy, also Martin Luther King, but especially around the assassination of President Kennedy. Why have we had so much problem? Why has there been so much issue in the release of all of the records? My goodness, it's been 62 years. So what's going on?
Well, if he were really just a lone nut and it was just him, everything should have been released, but it wasn't that way. He really was involved with the CIA, and most of that is now being acknowledged. Now they're saying rogue CIA and so on. The fact is that he was a darn good spy, and he had gotten so much information. They didn't allow him to stay alive. And he shared this with, why would he share it with me? He didn't have anybody he could confide in. I had learned Russian. I had also been experienced with a former spy, briefly but intensely. And I understood some of the constraints and problems he had, because this other spy was like rejected by his family, had to pretend to be unfriendly, all kinds of things that were foisted, that Lee Oswald had to pretend to be like in order to function as a good spy and so on. So I was able to connect with Lee on certain levels. And my own family had security clearance. There were a lot of reasons for Lee to trust me. And mostly because he did test me and I did keep my mouth shut. He knew. And then he had someone he could confide in, and he did. And I needed him too.
Right.
I was terrified when I found out that we were so, shall say, expendable, and that likely nobody was going to survive who knew the particulars about the biological weapon that was being developed that would be kept in deep freeze and could be used forever against the enemies of the state, or should I say of the deep state. And this basically had to do with sudden turbo cancer. We're facing that right now because they have put SV40 monkey virus and certain other, so we call adjuvants, into shots. And I predicted this, and I unfortunately had to watch myself get kicked off of Facebook, kicked off of Twitter at the time, so on, and mocked and ridiculed that bad things were going to happen from, and it has. And I'm trying now desperately to help people to go to, like, Dr. Peter McCullough and others, or go to my, look at what I'm posting, and all of us working together to protect people from the very, very bad side effects of what was given to billions of people. Mm. So the upshot is that all connects to some of these records. And of course, they weren't sure what records would lead to showing what bad player CIA was. Mm. They knew they had to stop Lee's tax records, because that showed he got hazard pay for being a spy in the USSR. They're not going to release those kind of tax records to the American public, because then that blows everything, doesn't it?
Right.
So there are many reasons. They're very complex. A lot of them are mentioned in the book so that you can follow what really happened. And if I had more time, but we do have the information. And notice I'm still alive. It looked real bad now if they'd get rid of me. So what they will do is character assassination. I'm in it for the money and blah, 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 blah. You ought to see, you ought to see my bank account. I'm not here for anything, but I know it's, you know, Marianne, I have trouble keeping my electricity on. I'm not here for the money. It's all for God's love that I have survived. And
How did you sustain yourself through it all, Judith? Is it God?
No, I don't. It's the Lord. Okay. I cannot tell you how many times I've had warnings, don't go down this street, or don't take this medicine they just gave you isn't really the medicine that it looks like, and other things. I've had my life saved so many times. It's time, actually.
You've learned to listen. You've learned to listen to your inside.
To the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be changing soon because my life, of course, isn't going to last forever. I want people to know the miraculous means by which God has saved my life, and in turn, I've been able to save many lives. Thank you, God, because that's all I ever wanted to do. Was to try and cure cancer and to save people's lives.
That's why you went into the research. You're right. That's why you went down the road that you went down.
Mm. And God has given me now the opportunity of, I am saving lives now. And it's glory be to God, because I thought my life was over after what they did to Lee, shot him in cold blood. And I had to hide many years, raise 5 children. It seemed my life was only changing diapers and hiding, and I'd never be able to tell the world. Lee said only one thing: please tell my little girls that I was a good guy. And he said, please have babies for me.
Yeah.
He knew that would keep me from killing myself.
Well, wow. Judith Verrybaker, you have, as long as we're doing a program here, you're invited back. And of course, Marianne knows she's got an open door. You are invited back anytime. In the meantime, folks, I hope you will continue the conversation that we've started today with Judith Verrybaker. And the way you can do that is you can get a copy of the book, Lee Harvey Oswald and Me. It's in an updated second edition. Of course, you can go to Amazon. You can also go to eBay and just put in the name of the book. You can get it that way. Or the easy way and the least expensive way for all of us is to email judithverrybaker@gmail.com. PayPal her $39 and give her your address. You'll get the book, all postage paid. You'll get a copy of this book, and I promise you, you won't want to put it down. And I hope you will come back again. I hope you will come back again. Judith Verrybaker, our life strategist today on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Marianne Von Osdell, Lauren Leon McMillan, Judith Verrybaker. Wow. That's all I've got to say. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I'm not usually speechless, as Lauren can attest.
Yeah.
Marianne, but wow. Thank you so much for arranging this for us.
Glad I could do it.
And I hope you will not be a stranger.
No, and I'll be seeing Judith in a month at the annual JFK conference in Dallas, where they keep trying to exonerate Oswald.
Yeah, and you can attend that.
You can.
And you can also attend it virtually.
You can.
And so if you want information on that, just Google that.
Mm-hmm.
And Judith, that's something that you started and are a part of. So thank you for all that you're doing and continue to do for us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your work
and the courage.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know it takes a lot of courage to continue on and do your work. And so any way that we can assist you and any way we can help you, let us know, okay?
Prayers. That's what we all need right now. And we need, when you talk about strategies, that's what is important. We do have ways for people who are getting cancer. Please look us up, Dr. Peter McCullough. His protocol works. I repeat that. And others, we can conquer cancer without burning, poisoning, and radiation. Okay,
Dr.
and
Peter, cutting. Dr. Peter McCullough.
McCullough.
Okay.
Yes.
And people can go on X and find out more from you, and I hope they'll do
at
that.
At Judith. And dig deep, because I have thousands of various posts, and you'll see that I was right. That is
thank
the one
you.
Thing. Is
thank
vindication.
You so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
You bet. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living, and we love to be able to do programs like this, and we thank our sponsors who make it possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, and SRT Sales Training. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Judith Vary Baker, for Marianne Von Osdell, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.